to Born on the 4th of July on RBN all across this nation. And we have a great guest this hour, an active patriot, a teacher, an author, lecturer, radio host, Frosty Wooldridge. Good afternoon. How are you?
Barbara Jean, always thank you very much. It's a pleasure.
Well, it's an exciting moment. There's all kinds of things going on any place you look. We learned last hour that Billings, Montana now has one of those extraordinary vehicles that can do anything, and it's called a bear. So everybody go find out if you feel more comfortable that the police department in Billings, Montana has sort of a tank to take care of things. Be my guest. Come on and tell me your comfort zone. Also, we have President Obama visiting Mexico with an entourage. It would be interesting to know how much it costs the taxpayer for the visit to Mexico and then onward to Trinidad and Tobago. But he was talking about 90% of the guns. And the ambassador from Mexico spoke on television the Sunday before the visit on the 16th to Mexico about 90% of the weaponry being supplied to Mexico from the U.S. And no one seems to stop or clarify that issue. I'm feeling unsafe, Frosty, so I'm predicating your hour here to help me feel better. I'm hoping that you will, because I think these issues, statements, and the procedures ongoing are very ominous for a free America.
Well, I'm not so sure, Barbara Jean, that I can give you much comfort, because I know a great deal of the underlying situation. So often here in this country, we have simply overlooked the obvious. And as we overlook the obvious, we let the obvious continue. And as you all know, and I've talked many times, certainly in RBN myself, we are displacing America via mass immigration, both legal and illegal. And it's been shown that by 2042, that black and white America will be the new minority. And we're simply continuing on that path, and virtually no one's changing it. In fact, everybody's working to enhance it. And the new push with Obama to create amnesty will further exacerbate this crisis, because it'll drive it faster. And as you all know, and I've talked before, we're on course to add 100 million people to the United States in the next 26 years. That's by 2035. 100 million more people. And I don't think Americans really can get a handle on that, because they really don't respond to it. And they don't even react to it, to tell you the truth. And although they see all the the conflicts and the confrontations and the water scarcity and the energy crisis, certainly the climate change crisis, and you can hear all these other things, Americans just are not responding to this thing. They're responding to the little things, the day-to-day. And anyway, it's going to cost them in the long run, and it's going to be quite costly.
We're going to go to the break. Frosty Wooldridge on Born on the 4th of July.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back here on Born on the 4th of July. Can't tell you why the tears stream down my face, but we are at a critical point in so many areas. It's amazing. We have to stand tall. We can't have fear. We must speak out. And I'm going to reiterate the treaty that I mentioned last hour in case any of you listeners were wanting to jot it down. And then I'm going to hand the mic over to my dear friend Frosty. I'm proud to tell you that I have met him and he is a great American, consistent in his concern and researches, and he has a new book. We'll talk about all those things, but so you can get it all together, because this is very important. President Obama, speaking from his visit to Mexico, the date Thursday, April 16th, 2009, announced in a foreign country his support for an international firearms treaty that could have far-reaching effects on the Second Amendment of the United States, a treaty ratified by the Senate, which would be necessary. That might not be as easy, but it could happen. But the treaty is already in place and written, and it would automatically become law. The treaty and the title is this: Inter-American Convention Against the Illicit Manufacture of and Trafficking in Firearms, Ammunition, Explosives, and Other Related Materials. And, of course, if this is under the umbrella of the Organization of American States, and it was signed or adopted on 11/14/97. So there you have it. You can go look it up yourself. You can talk among your neighbors and friends about the president in a foreign land in announcing and endorsing his support for the International Firearms Treaty, and that could come and hit you really fast. Okay, Frosty, tell me about your progress in writing your book and getting it out across America, and what else is on your focus firsthand as we speak today. We already have Ethan in Texas. We'll bring him on in a minute. Frosty, the mic is yours.
Well, thank you, Barbara Jean. Ladies and gentlemen, this book, has been written for the past 2 years, and it's titled "America on the Brink: The Next Added 100 Million Americans." And it just went to press today, in fact. So it will be available.
We celebrate.
Yeah, it is kind of exciting, but it will be available within the next 3 or 4 weeks. In fact, it should be available on my website, and you can actually go to my website, frostywooldridge.com, and you can see a picture of the book. It shows the Statue of Liberty sinking down into New York Harbor, barely holding her torch up, a very deeply disturbed, chagrined look in her face and her eyes, and she's got people crawling all over and an immigrant boat coming in and unloading, and of course, as you all know, the immigrant boat unloading in this country grows by 77 million people per year, all desperate to come to America and or other first world countries, and therefore immigration of any form is futile. What we really need to do is help these people in their own countries. And to give you a really strongly appreciative balance to what we're facing as a society, I would ask every one of you to look at the DVD video, and it's titled Blind Spot by Doering and Wallace and Gill. I did a review on it on American Chronicle and Rinse.com, News with Views, Freedom's Phoenix, and so forth, and you can get the review. But it's called, entitled, I just titled it, How Can You Kill a Planet and Still Live on It? And my book, although it has some political controversy in it, is simply a book on the sheer fact that another 100 million people added to our country is going to make this country unsustainable. We will have water crises we can't solve. We will have energy crises that we just can't keep up with. We're going to have other crises, whether it's species extinction or quality of life or air pollution crises or simply gridlock traffic. Air traffic will be doubled in this country with the humongous load of humanity. But this blind spot, and you can get this DVD video, it's 1 hour and 30 minutes long, 128 actually. It is brilliant. It's got some of the top people that I've worked with and some of the top people in the world on what we face as a civilization as the energy supplies dwindle on the planet. And what it, you can actually get it at www.blindspotdoc, that's blindspotdoc.com. It's a blindspotdoc.com. And it's a documentary showing what we're doing to the planet. It's really in conjunction with my book, because everything that's in this DVD video is also in my book. And I have quoted some of the top people in this DVD video. And what I really hope that you do is I hope this video gets in the hands of President Barack Obama, all of his cabinet. I hope it gets in the hands of every senator and House of Reps in our Congress. I hope it gets into the hands and watched by every governor in this country and also every mayor. And what I really hope is the American people are the ones that push this thing, that get it into the hands of these people, because all of us are involved in this thing. And as we've spoken in the past, I guess I am somewhat notorious because of my stance against illegal immigration, which I should probably be famous for it simply because I'm doing the right thing. I'm against something that's illegal. If something's illegal and you go after it, you're a cop. Everybody applauds you. Somehow that has been obfuscated in this country, and if you go after illegal immigration, you are chastised for it. But in this book, I go really far beyond the crisis of immigration, and I go to what's actually causing our crisis, and that is, of course, population overload, and it is, of course, being driven by immigration, both legally and illegally, and again, from a line that grows by 77 million per year. And so the futility of it, and you can see it at Immigration by the Numbers at numbersusa.com, and I hope every listener out there has gone to numbersusa.com, that's N-U-M-B-E-R-S, USA.com. Roy Beck has a video, 14 minutes long. You can download it onto your computer, and it will show you the futility and the absolute suicide that we're committing here in this country if we continue this massive population load. Each 30 days, we add two Rose Bowls filled with immigrants into this country without end, month in, month out, week in and week out, year in and year out, decade in and decade out, and it's what caused us to grow by 100 million people in the last 40 years. Now, that last 100 was still, we could still fill the cup up, and not so bad, but now we are overflowing the cup. We're overflowing the container. It's no longer sustainable. We are reaping the whirlwind of consequences, and so this blindspotdoc.com, this blindspot DVD video, will really show you in visual and also scientific terms. I'll give you an example. Dr. Tainter said he's the author of Complex Societies That Fail, and it's called The Collapse of Complex Societies. And he says, and I quote, "Societies become complex beyond what they can be sustained. When I see the U.S. society, I see decaying infrastructure, high military costs, solving problems in the short run do not solve the problem. We face loss of standard of living as well as social and political unrest," unquote. And so we are on that path, ladies and gentlemen. We cannot keep up this unbelievably relentless growth being forced upon us simply because we can't. And if you want, you can go to News with Views. Today I just did a piece. It was called Twin Crisis, Immigration and Electrical Infrastructure. We can't even keep up with just the electrical needs in this country if we allow another 100 million people added to this country, because it is so critical as far as resources, as far as infrastructure decaying and so forth. And so I think, Barbara Jean, I hope today after this conversation that everyone not only goes out and picks up that blind spot video, in another couple weeks, I hope you pick up my book, simply because the two of them together are irrefutable evidence that this country is in severe, and I mean horrible, prospects for the future, simply because there is no way to feed, there is no way to water, there's no way to sustain another 100 million people into this country, and it goes beyond race, creed, and color. Because it doesn't matter if you're black, white, red, brown, or purple in this country, if we add another 100 million people, we will become exactly like the countries and the failed civilizations that those people fled, and they in turn will turn our civilization into the same thing that they fled. So it's a lose-lose for all of us. I mean, it's a lose-lose for every person in this country, and my goal is to create this consciousness shift where you are very educated, you take action, you join numbersusa.com, you go to my website, frostywoldridge.com, and you pitch in. And if you've got time, you pitch in time. If you've got money, you pitch in money. If you've got both, you do both, or one or the other, and create the consciousness shift, which then creates the critical mass shift, which means we all move in the same direction collectively. And then we create the tipping point that moves us forward as a society in a positive way so that we all can enjoy a life that has water and food and air and resources and species and animals and wildlife around us and calm lakes and national parks that we can enjoy, rather than the massive overload of crushing humanity that we face if we stay on this path. So I hope that makes it worthwhile for you, and hope you can understand that.
We're going to go to break, and when we come back, we'll bring on Ethan from Texas. Don't go away.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. how to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power. Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Hi there and welcome back. And on this program today, we have learned that Billings, Montana, and I'm sure it's not the only city that has this wonderful new armored vehicle, complements of Homeland Security, to protect and maybe even look for illegals. But what I would like to remind and put up a backdrop as we take the call from Ethan and further discussion with Frosty, it was State Representative Russell Pierce, who was just out there with all kinds of legislation founded by our own laws, that he enforced the law in Arizona, and the governor of Arizona in the main was very resistant to protecting our borders. Then comes now a new administration, and we have the very same governor, Janet Napolitano, in charge of everybody and all of our security with the Department of Homeland Security. We also know that she went with President Obama to Mexico last Thursday and represented our country, and certainly talking with a like person in Mexico and the joining together now of our nations in the issue of the border. Ladies and gentlemen, the laws of our land are there and could be enforced to stop the onslaught that Frosty is predicting. I just bring up those facts because it is so amazing that where help is needed and enforcement of law is there, what do? We get a new border czar. Ethan in Texas, welcome to Born on the 4th of July.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Fine. You're on with Frosty.
Okay. I'm 19 years old. I voted for Obama, you know, the mistake that I made, and I'm sick of it. So, and I went looking for, you know, something, and I'm leaning more towards the Libertarian Party because, you know, they have a lot of my ideas that I like. Well, I came across a guy who is actually going to run against Obama and the rest of them in 2012 for president, and I am now working for this man. And I would just, you know, like to call and, you know, let everybody know that this guy, you know, he represents the Libertarian Party, and, you know, he's a centrist, and he has a lot of really good ideas out there that, you know, that would help, you know, defeat this two-party system that's, you know, corrupt in our country. And like I say, you know, he's not a Republican, he's not a Democrat, he's a Libertarian. And his name is David John Sponheim, And he every night, you know, he does a show on Blog TV, and it's blogtv.com/people/America's Third Party. And he also does a radio talk show on blogtalkradio.com/America's Third Party. And he is, you know, anybody that calls in to the show or watches the show, he answers every single question that, you know, a caller or a listener has to, you know, ask. And I really have some hope in this guy because he has opened my eyes to a lot of things that are going on that I wasn't aware of what's going on. And it's shocking, you know, that our voices are silenced because of big corporation. And I'm just sick of it. I'm pretty sure a lot of other people are sick of it, too. And
well, your age is of interest because you're coming to the party at an early age, and hopefully a lot of folks in that category, their future is so important and so many years to live. And will it be tyranny or will it be freedom? Will it be a nation that honors citizenship? And as Frosty knows so well, the type of living, the style of living, the capability to function. Frosty, what would you have to say to this young man from Texas, vigilant in his concerns, looking for info?
Well, I applaud any young person in this country that takes action. In fact, my brother Howard is from Keller, Texas. And, of course, as you all know, he's the first man in the 21st century to ride a horse coast to coast across America and the only man to ride a horse both ways across America, and he is a man of true grit. I would give that true grit kind of determination to any young person, but also any middle-aged person. Again, we all have to be involved in this national crisis, and although it looks like it's ways away, whether it's 10 or 20 or 30 years down the road, this thing is coming in, just like Hurricane Katrina came in. And when it hits, there will be nothing more than survivors and or victims of it. And so when somebody like Ethan gets out there and just says, I don't want to become a victim and I don't want to become a survivor, I want to change the course of history, then that gives me hope that kids across this country in college or high schools are really starting to understand the core issue here, not the fluff. You always hear all this stuff about, well, green this, we're going to go green that, and we're going to pick up the trash and so forth, and we're going to recycle. Well, the problem with that is that it doesn't get down to the core issue. What we need is a national recycling law, 10-cent deposit return on all plastic and metal and glass containers. That's how you create a real conservation green situation. We need to move toward cars that are all electric or run on the sun or two-cylinder cars. We shouldn't have any six and eight and bigger cars anymore because we can't afford the kind of energy waste. We can't have people just driving off with giant Suburbans and Tahoes with eight-cylinder engines getting 14 miles a gallon when we're facing an energy crisis. We need to have 60, 70, 80, 100 miles per gallon. And so that gives me hope that Ethan is out there. He may become the next scientist. He may become the next mayor. He may become the next governor. And that, in the end, is the excitement that we must really encourage. So I encourage Ethan on all steps.
Thank you. We'll go to break. I hear the music.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
The new world order beast is genetically modifying your food.
Genetically modifying.
Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses.
Viruses.
Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve or surrender.
Surrender.
All canned food supplies will eventually run out.
What then?
Then. Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company.
And it's owned by a real patriot,
Big John Lipscomb.
You can now have
an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system with proven and guaranteed results for over 15 years? Would you like to stop any mortgage foreclosure and have a written guarantee that would make most attorneys scream? Hi, I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My Zero Debt Expert system has helped tens of thousands of people.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees, and I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, John, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
And you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors or pay a percentage of your debt. Call my experts today at 800-477-9256 and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Guaranteed.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, the call-in number for this show is 800-313-9443. The number again, 800-313-9443. Join with us if you have a comment or a question. Ethan, are you still with us?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
Would you kind of slowly give the information where they could access this individual that has given you some hope and you're willing to work with? What was that again? So someone else might like to jot it down just a little bit slower, please.
It was blogtalkradio.com/America's Third Party, and he does a live video show every night at 5 p.m. Pacific time at blogtv.com/people/America's Third Party.
Now that's F-O-R-D, is that correct? Is that what you're saying? Ford size, what do you say? How do you say that? How to spell it for someone?
The website?
Yeah.
It is www.blogtv.
Okay.
And it's .com/people/America's Third Party. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. When you begin that, it doesn't come through quite clear. Is it Ford, F-O-R-D? What is it?
Ford/, like the /  mark.
Okay. /. See,
yes, ma'am.
You're going a little bit fast. Maybe that's Texas talk. Appreciate that. Just once again, so everybody gets it. Maybe it's just me that's not listening right.
Well, I'm just nervous. It's my first time on the radio.
Well, I say it's a great day for us, and it's a great day you called. And it's easy. It's not so bad. Just /. Okay, that makes sense. But I was getting something else. So why don't you say it again?
Okay, it's www.blogtv.com/people/America's Third Party, and it's all one word.
Very good. Okay. See, there are a lot of people thinking out there. I think it's very interesting, and this would help a lot of people understand if you haven't got to this yet. You might be just a little annoyed by the 90% of the armaments in Mexico being from this country. And you're concerned about that. I certainly am. And there is mayhem and war going along the border. Should be in our papers every day. They seem to ignore thousands being killed. And, of course, we're going to have more approach to it through a new border czar. I'd like to get Frosty's opinion on that. But I just want to be sure we know that there would be a legal way and has been used to arm Mexico and Latin America. The LA Times in recent weeks actually had an article about the military-grade weaponry and hand grenades and grenade launchers and armor-piercing munitions, etc. But I want to be sure in your mind that you know that there is a way that this is happening. And here it is. It's under the State Department of the United States of America, and it's through direct commercial sales, or DCS. And so what the last years we have record of, 2004 to 2007, $1 billion in this category into Mexico, $3.7 billion to all of Latin America. That's again 2004 until 2007. So when they say 90% on your news shows with the ambassador from Mexico, or Hillary says it, or Mr. Obama says it, or Mr. Calderon of Mexico says it, say, hey, wait a minute, I know somewhere else to source that, and you can just type that in, export sales to Mexico, State Department, and you'll come up with all kinds of information. Frosty, what do you think about that?
That is beyond comprehension, is that we have been having this war on drugs since 1971. It's cost us about $1 trillion. You've interviewed my brother, Howard.
And I say hats off to him. I'm with him 100%. His organization is LEAP. Do you want to tell us what that is?
Yes, that's LEAP, L-E-A-P dot C-C, and it stands for Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. And what it means is this organization, 10,000 strong right now, judges, former judges, retired police officers, retired chiefs of police, and line officers, my brother, a 20-year veteran police officer and detective, have band together, and they are working across the nation and in Washington, D.C., to bring an end to the drug war, to simply legalize, regulate, and tax these drugs and put them in safe situations. Most Americans don't realize this, but alcohol and smoking kill more people in this country every year than all other drugs combined. And we're talking 100,000 to one. I mean, I don't even know if there's ever been a marijuana death, smoking dope death in the whole of last 30 years. But they had thousands, tens of thousands of alcohol-related deaths from the highways to alcohol overdose, you name it. And then, of course, 400,000 people die from cigarette smoking from lung cancer every year and have been doing this ever since 1970. So it's time to change the paradigm and move toward legalizing these drugs and allowing these people to get their drug shots and whomever and whatever they're going to do. And we need to get down to personal accountability and personal responsibility. That's what a republic's all about, and that's what the human race is all about. And if somebody wants to go get themselves stoned out of their brain 7 days a week or drunk out of their head 7 days a week, it's their responsibility. We cannot be a nanny state. And so LEAP. And you could also go to copssaylegalizeddrugs.com and become a member and become a supporter of this, because it's time to change the insanity of a 38-year drug war that has failed every year for the last 38 years. And my brother Howard is one of the big leaders of it. And so please take the time and join the organization, become a part of it, so that we can change the drug war into a medical situation instead of a criminal one, and so that we won't have the millions of Americans that are sitting in jails right now because they were smoking a doobie. It's beyond absurd.
I have a question. What do you think of a border czar?
Well, you know, and let's go one step further on the drugs and the guns and the cartels down on the Mexican border. If President Bush, when he was president, wanted to stop and win the drug war, all he had to do was put 35,000 troops that are on the Korean border. And note this, not one North Korean has crossed the DMZ in 50 years. Okay? Why? Because there's 35,000 troops over there every year for 50 years, and they've guarded the border. If we wanted to stop the drug war, if we wanted to stop the Mexican cartels and all the deaths and all the gun transfers, all we need is to stick 35,000 troops electronically connected and just stations from Brownsville, Texas, all the way to San Diego, California, and I guarantee you the immigration crisis would be solved in a week. The drug crisis would be solved in another week, and we would not have the horrific problems that we have in this country, and that is the fact. It would be solved overnight, and yet you won't see that from either this, certainly not the last administration, and you're not seeing it from this administration. So that's how farcical this whole thing is.
Well, you know, it is interesting, Frosty. You make it very clear, and you wonder why it just is so difficult for members of Congress or even the leaders here in Salt Lake City, Utah. Do you know they passed a bill here, SB 81, and they delayed its inauguration, so to speak, or enactment until July 2009. And now we have sheriffs all standing up and saying, they just aren't going to implement some of the features of SB 81. Don't ask them to do that. And so where is sanity? If we know that people are along the border, as you pointed out, in Korea, need to be there to protect a border, why is it there isn't any sanity in this nation to say, we are a vital nation, we want to protect who we are a rule of law, we will do as it says in the Constitution, assure Arizona or Texas or New Mexico a safe border. And yet we put someone in who didn't do her work, and now she's in charge of all of our borders and visiting in Mexico. I say it's in your face, America. In addition, she calls you and me a terrorist in her assessment from her department, which has to be the Department of the United States because it's Homeland Security, and she has to answer to the president. So, ladies and gentlemen, connect the dots, be fearless, and say to your neighbor, this isn't right, we have to do something. Frosty, what
well,
do we do?
I agree with that. You know, Jenna Napolitano has been incompetent as a governor of Arizona. She was so incompetent that she was the first governor to call in a statewide crisis on immigration. She called out a federal crisis for help from the federal government because she wouldn't take action to ensure that her borders in Arizona were covered by the National Guard, and instead she let her state get overrun. And incompetency is her main theme, and she showed total incompetency as a governor. And now you've heard the principle, it's called the Peter Principle. And the Peter Principle was created by Dr. Lawrence Peter way back in the 60s, and it talked about the fact that leaders and or governors or people or, you know, CEOs are always promoted to their highest level of incompetence. Well, she was incompetent as a governor, and now she is even more incompetent as she heads up the most important agency here in the country. And notice, anyone can come across the borders today. I mean, I've been down the borders. A five-year-old could twaddle across the gosh darn borders because they're unprotected. And so Janet Napolitano, and then calling us, the American citizens who are using our lawful right to assemble, calling 750,000 Americans a bunch of terrorists, I got to tell you, Thomas Jefferson, a man whom I've read everything about in all of his works, said that dissent is the highest form of patriotism. Dissent is the highest form of patriotism. I think I will stand with Thomas Jefferson long before I'll stand with the incompetence of Janet Napolitano. And so the key here is that we must stand for our country because our own elected officials certainly are not doing it for us. And Janet Napolitano is a perfect example of such extraordinary incompetence at the highest levels here in this United States government.
If you should feel so inclined, call your senator, your House person, and suggest she should resign.
Oh, yes.
For to label maybe three-fourths of this nation as being terrorists because they're concerned about illegal immigration is the highest of insults. She shouldn't be allowed to get away with that.
Oh, she shouldn't be allowed to get away from it because that's what has caused the 20 million illegal aliens in this country, collapsing of California hospitals and many other hospitals under stress across the country, burgeoning of our prison population, over 30% are illegal aliens, the rapes, the killings, the murders, the ID theft, the Social Security fraud, the American workers that are homeless, American workers that are jobless, 1.5 million Americans that are homeless in the streets. And really, this one, I don't know if we talked about it last time, but 32.2 million Americans are living on food stamps. I mean, get that number. 32.2 million Americans are living on food stamps. Why? We got 20 million plus illegal aliens in this country using $346 billion a year in federal monies to support their little habit of being illegal, and yet American citizens are living on 32.2 million Americans are living on food stamps. I'm telling you, something is really wrong here with Janet Napolitano calling us a bunch of terrorists just because we're standing up for our rights.
And I really encourage and would hope, I did it myself, so I don't usually ask anybody to do something that I don't think I could do. But I do believe you need, as a group all across this country, we need to let our senators, our representatives know that this is a high-level insult in their working with our tax dollars to make assessments, that the creation of so many of the problems, let's just talk about economic unrest, have you ever witnessed more grab-it-while-you-can type attitude among lawmakers and CEOs and Goldman Sachs, to name a few, playing the big Ponzi game at the top and taking away the financial stability of this nation? There's an insult. And then for Homeland Security to label someone that might feel a little bit concerned about their 401k being diminished overnight by 60,000 or so, which is a case that was reported to be by a friend who was totally devastated. All of that activity, there are people who are responsible. And the first on the list, the Congress. The second on the list, the Treasury. The second or third on the list, Federal Reserve. We know. We can't just say, okay, well, I'll let them do it again. There isn't going to be an again. And then the idea that hospitals should close. Hey, Frosty, I remember the first interview that you opened my eyes about disease. Can you just briefly recall some of that scintillating information that is still very much a problem for the United States? I recently met a person that had every kind of health concern taken care of, a real healthy American, all of a sudden took some test, and he was TB positive, for heaven's sakes. Well, how did that happen to him?
Well, that's correct. And I actually have one chapter in this book that goes back over and just talks about the sheer fact, the pure fact, just the daunting fact that illegal immigration means that thousands and now millions of people have come into this country illegally without being medically checked at our borders, and they have brought in 16,000 cases of Mycobacterium tuberculosis in the last 5, 6, 7 years now, and each one of those tuberculosis-carrying individuals, a lot of them have children or they father or mother children in this country, and then those children go to our schools and put our children at risk. About 4.3 million of illegal alien children and also anchor baby children now go to our schools, And if they have the tuberculosis or these people work in the workplace, the average illegal alien with tuberculosis will give it to between 10 and 50 other American citizens. You have to understand that almost 2 million people worldwide die from tuberculosis each year. Well, you're going to see more of that death here in the United States as this particular part of the crisis really accelerates.
We'll go to break. Frosty Wooldridge on Born on the 4th of July, a new book coming up.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Hats off to Ethan in Texas, his age group, so vital. 19-year-olds and 18-year-olds get to go in the Army, don't they, or the service, and they have to register. And to have them informed and curious and asking questions, that will make America. So I thank him for his call. And Frosty, your vibrant energy and awareness on the issue of so many things and trying to get the story out to people, launching a new book, the hours that are spent in trying to educate others. What we face is not silliness or neglect. Ladies and gentlemen, we have to come down and call it what it is. It's hard to get there. I used to think Texans would save us or someone else or an elected official would come to the party. Doesn't seem to be so. We are asked to look at a defenseless border and say, come on to our house. We'll give you everything we've got. Doesn't bother us at all. Or we put in places, high places, folks that have no intention of protecting the border. What we have to be able to look upon is evil and call it so. Frosty, give us your website, when the book will be available. Tell us what you eat to keep you so healthy and vibrant. It must run in your family. We appreciate your brother Howard as well. So I say hats off to your parents. And then tell us what we could, how we could go forward with the information you'd like us to know. Our minutes are few, going to the top.
Well, thank you very much. Of course, Saturday nights I go dancing for 3 hours and have a great time twirling around the dance floor with Sandy. Yesterday I went skiing all day, and I've been a 37 years a vegetarian, and I work out 4 days a week. I know that physical workout is the most important thing to keep your body going, and nutrition is also the most important thing about what you put in your mouth. And finally, spiritual balance. I attend church. I have my spiritual time. I walk with nature. I walk by the lake. I go to the mountains, and I have quiet time, and I actually meditate usually about a half hour every day. Quiet time for my mind. It's called Satori, or the perfect moment. And while I have great energy, I try to maximize it by being intelligent and being spiritual and being physical and be around loved ones. And even though I talk about very serious stuff, I also have a very happy life. I have a very involved life. I'm a volunteer, and I go to lectures, and I go to just about symphony, and I go to plays. So the key is, while you're out there doing what you can for humanity and the world, you're also taking care of yourself and those spiritual, you know, mind, body, and spirit. And that's what I do, and that's how I keep this keep myself moving. And then secondly, make sure you go to my website, frostywooldridge.com, WOOLDRIDGE.com, numbersusa.com, certainly thesocialcontract.com. Ask me any and all questions you want, and I'll answer them on my website. Also, if you want to become part of my Frosty Press Agent Corps, please give me a 2 or 3 hours a month, and I will put you to work getting this book out to the media, getting the reviews on it, and getting it driven to 60 Minutes, and Katie Couric, and Diane Sawyer, and Larry King Live, and Charlie Rose. You need to get people that are taking the advanced action onto the media, and that's where I need to go, along with any and all of the other people that I suggest in my work. So I thank you for that, Barbara Jean, and we'll keep at it.
Okay, we'll do it again real soon. And to the listeners out there, I suggest you go to YouTube and put in Lark and Spur and have an enjoyable moment with beautiful music. Thanks for listening to Born on the 4th of July.
With recent internet